Welcome. You're listening to a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation. To learn more about the variety of resources, tools, and training available to you, log into the Member Center at www.barnabasfoundation.org.
Ready to make the most of your membership? This episode is one of three selected recordings from Barnabas Foundation's Membership Tour, an interactive online orientation designed for anyone looking to gain a deeper understanding of the resources and services that are available through your membership. In this segment, Steve Rotier, Director of Client Services, discusses what happens in a Barnabas Foundation planning meeting and how you can refer your supporters to speak with us for trusted, complex planning support.
Now up is Steve Rotier, our Director of Client Services. He's going to take you through our planning activities and our referral process and so forth. So when you're referring a donor over to us for planning assistance, you'll get a better understanding of how what happens there. And he'll be referencing pages 12, 13, and 14 in your member guide. So Steve, take it away.
Thank you, Kurt. Good afternoon, maybe good morning, but most of you, good afternoon. My name is Steve Rotier. So as a Director of Client Services, I've been with Barnabas Foundation for just under 4 years. September will be 4 years for me. I was brought on to bring a focus to clients, your supporters, from the end-to-end process with them. And I work closely with our planning team here at Barnabas Foundation. Kurt, with that, I'm a process mind. I love process. I think that way. You'll hear that come up a few times in what we're talking through in the charitable gifts and will planning. So let's get started. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and we'll just start. One thing I want to be clear and make sure you as member representatives know, we take it very seriously, the trust that you're putting in us here at Barnabas Foundation when it comes to your supporters. You can have complete confidence in us, in the work that our planning team is going to do, when you introduce your supporter to us here at Barnabas. The desire for our planners with your supporters is we're going to be able to establish a charitable giving plan, and it's all encompassing. It's going to be ways that honor God. It's going to be ways that provide for their families needed and also support ministries that are close to their hearts. Jim mentioned that earlier at the beginning. Planner's desire is to further your supporters' trust in order to have an intimate conversation. This conversation is going to be an intimate conversation they have with your supporter. You need to know that it's completely confidential. The conversation we have with them will be between us and this and your supporter. It needs to be confidential. The reason we say it's confidential, the reason it needs to be, is we're going to be discussing their life. We're going to be discussing the legacy that they wish to leave and also how it is that they can best support those that they love, which includes your ministry. This conversation may include all aspects of their life and their family, because often this is the area that there seems to be and can come up, can be an obstacle. It's an obstacle in those areas that can prevent them from completing the plan that ultimately will bless your ministry. So that conversation, looking at this conversation, we have what we call the five P's. It is a process that in the end allows us to put together what we call our blueprint that we're able to offer to your supporter. So when we talk about the people, what we're wanting to know and what we converse with your supporter is who are these people in their life? Who is their family, their natural heirs, all those that they love, children, spouses, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, family. We want to know all of who it is, who are the people that are in their life. Also, next is the priorities. What is it that's important to them? What is it that the Lord has weighed on their heart in the ways that, what are their values? What are their goals? And then we have property. So we know that when it comes to assets, what is it that God has given them to steward? We want to talk with them about that. We want to know all of it is that God has given them to steward during their lifetime so that we can take that into consideration as we start to put a plan together or you're supportive. Then there's the plan. And we're going to ask, we need to know, we'll want to know, do you have a current will or trust? Whether they have a current will or trust is going to help us to know if we need to make amendments to a current trust, maybe create new documents for a will, and or if they don't have a will or trust, we're going to help them put a roadmap together for them to have that documents and those documents created. So the reason we're asking about a will or trust is we're asking, what is it that they want and who is it that they want? To be the next stewards of the resources that God has given them. God's given them these resources that God's asked them to be stewards of them. Who is it that they want to see to be the next stewards of those resources? And how is it that they want to pass them on? So based on this discussion with your supporter, we're going to help craft and recommend a plan to them. And then lastly is the participants. Who is it that's going to carry out this plan for them? Who's going to carry that out after they're gone? When the Lord has called them, who is it that they trust? Who is it that they want to list as their participants? So we know during the intimate conversation with our planners, this is going to allow us to really get to know your supporter. And it seems as if we're just gathering information about your supporter, but you also know the planner is also listening intently on how the best way that they can help them. How can we help your supporter? Sometimes the majority of the conversation may be about their estate plan, but other times it may be based more just on their goals or the situation. Maybe there's other ways that we can help them. And that they're going to be able to provide charity. As Cindy mentioned earlier, there may be other vehicles, other ways to provide to your charity and support your ministry, your organization. However, more often in this area, we're planning on, we're going to be able to help them with putting a trust or a will together. So we know when we speak of those different vehicles, as Cynthia mentioned, it may be a legacy gift through their will or their trust. It may be, in the same sense, a legacy gift sort of as a beneficiary of an IRA. It may be giving, best would be giving during their lifetime from their IRA. Maybe it's lifetime giving, as Cynthia mentioned, such as stock, real estate, or commodities. Or when listening to them and speaking with your supporter, maybe there's a need for income in this gift. And then there can be, we can give them options and speak with them for ways that they can give with income for life. The purpose of this conversation, the purpose that we want to have this intimate conversation with them is we want to advance God's kingdom. Some of the things and the things we want you to know about us and about our relationship with your supporter is we never ask for anything. We will never sell them anything. Our planning services are free of charge. And you can be confident we will never share your supporter's financial or personal information. Again, we understand this sacred relationship you have with your supporter and the trust that you're putting in us here at Barnabas Foundation. Heather mentioned some of the marketing pieces that we have available to you that are customizable. And I would recommend one of the pieces for sure is the planning with purpose. If you don't have that piece available, it's a great piece for you to have and have ready to give to your supporter. If this is the if you're going to be introducing them to us here at Barnabas for the purpose of engaging them to discuss will planning. It is a great opening. It speaks of our relationship with you as our member of ministry and the trust that you have in us. Really kind of allows that door to partly open and set that for us. So it is a great piece to keep in mind to have. Asking us to engage with your supporter, the way you can certainly, it's simple for you to be able to send them to us, and that's going to either be by phone or email. You can feel free to provide us the information to your supporter. The information that would be great that you could provide us would just be their basic demographic information and also maybe the planning interest that they may have. What is it that they're interested in? Those pieces, that simple information you can provide us via email or phone just allows us to get to know a little bit about them before we reach out to them. And as you can see, when you, speaking of the referral process, when you refer one of your supporters to us, asking us to engage with your supporter, one thing we've said in the past, and we want to continue to say, and that is this relationship that you have with your supporter, we ask that you continue it. Please continue with that communication with them as you ask us to come alongside you and engage with your supporter. But once you have sent them to us, if you send an email or phone, reaching out to us, providing us that basic information, we're going to do our best to reach them. I can tell you that we have up to 3 attempts that we will do to make contact with your supporter and connect with them. I can tell you that at this point, if we're not able to connect with them, if for whatever reason, we're just not connected, it's just either we've left messages, they haven't been able to call back, or they haven't responded to our emails, we'll let you know. We will reach back out to you. We know sometimes this can be a difficult step for your supporter. So we may ask you to just re-engage with and help us with that connection to your supporter. Once we're able to connect with them, we're going to do initial intake. We're going to gather some basic information, high-level information about your supporter. Just helps us know and start strategizing the best way that we're going to be able to help them. Whether that is just a specific gift that would maybe go to our gifts team, or it's going to be more will planning or a complex gift that's going to be going to our planning team. If we're able to connect with them, and we do connect with them, we're going to do our best at that time to set up a meeting with our planner. If that is the need for the will planning, we're going to do our best at that point to set that meeting up. Our planners are going to have that intimate meeting conversation with your supporter, going over those 5 P's, going over their life, who they are, their desire, their goals, their priorities. And then at the end, we're going to be able to, and what we will provide back to them is we're going to prepare a blueprint. And that blueprint just lays out very clearly all 5 of those areas that they're able to have, they're able to take, they're able to review it, assure that it aligns with their legacy that they desire to leave, and they're able to bring that directly to a lawyer that would be able to then draft up their plans, their will, or their trust. Knowing that we send the blueprint out, we will have a continued follow-up process with them. From the point that we send that blueprint, that we know that it's reached their hands, to the point that if willing, able to inform us that they've completed that plan, they've met with this lawyer and they've completed their plan. This can last up to minimum 18 months. We know this can be a bit of a hurdle, and we know that. We have this blueprint in hand, but setting that meeting and meeting with a lawyer and writing out what it is that their legacy wants to be, that can be a hurdle. So we're going to continue to follow up with them, to encourage them. They may need another meeting, another conversation with one of our planners during this time. We're going to offer that. Whatever it is that they may need, however we can help, we're going to do that. We want to encourage them to complete their plan. Everyone should have a completed will or trust and have a legacy to leave behind and have it drawn out. So we're going to do our best to encourage that. And then beyond that, we also know that life happens, that life changes, major life events happen, and we are going to then, along with after that plan is completed with your square, we're just going to check in every so often just to ensure if there's anything else we could be helping them with. Because when major life changes do happen in their life, it may be really good and great that they're able to speak with us and catch up with us and discuss what their legacy now looks like. It may not change, but maybe it has. So we're going to follow up with them continually and continue that conversation with them. So Kurt's going to be surprised because I know he thinks I always talk long. I said I was going to be short and I was going to stick to my time to make sure I didn't go over. So I did my best. However, you'll see there's the phone number. That's a general number. You can, the option, if you call that number, is you can select the planning team, and that will go to our planning assistants here in the office that I work with here. Otherwise, feel free to also email planning@barnabasfoundation.org. That goes to our planning team here in the office. We'll do our best. Once we gather that information, if we need anything further from you, we'll reach back out. Otherwise, we are happy to come alongside you. We'll take it from there, engage with your supporter, and do our best to connect with them and continue and go from there. So,
Steve, you took the joy of me sending the 5-minute warning to you away.
I knew you would be wanting to do that. So,
While you were talking, we did have two questions pop in. The first one, Katie, you mentioned whether or not when someone reaches out to us to create a will of trust, we do have to refer them out to local counsel. Very, very good question. We are not the final drafting organization, so we don't act as the donor's individual attorney, even though we do have attorneys on staff. We do have resources to recommend attorneys to donors. We have a group of individuals and attorneys around the country that we have already worked with and vetted, and we have them as trusted partners that we refer people to whenever that particular attorney in that region makes sense. If we don't have one in that region, we'll turn to other resources that we may have, like Christian Legal Society and other databases, and see if we can't come up with a name for someone to refer that individual to talk to and invite them to talk to that particular attorney about getting their plan finished. So yes, we do send out referrals or recommend attorneys to individuals. We often try to recommend more than one, and we encourage them to talk to several of them and find the attorney that they best kind of fit in with. The other question from Ruth that she posted there in the chat about why we have to send people out to an attorney, what's the value really in them connecting with us first? And I think that gets down to alignment of values, deep understanding of tax and estate planning law, and an opportunity really for the donors to sit down and talk about those sensitive, sacred issues that they have that they may be wrestling with inside their family. Local attorneys are wonderful. We partner with all tons of them. Sometimes they're broad in practice, and so their knowledge is broad, but not necessarily super deep when it comes to some of the unique things within the tax code or the charitable code that allows donors to do different things, whether that be some of the things they can do with IRAs or regular individual assets and how they can gift them to charity and so forth. So they often see us as an expert that helps educate them in helping their clients do planning. So that's really, I think, some of the greatest value add that we bring in engaging with your donors before they go out to that local attorney. They have that chance to just sit down and talk to a trusted advisor that's aligned with them from a faith background. And it just helps get some of those heavy issues work through and gets them through those stuck points so that when they're ready to call that attorney, they're really ready to go to a point of execution. So, but thank you for those questions. Those are fantastic and very important ones. The last section that we're going to talk on today is really getting into the training and networking aspect. You are part of a broader partnership. You are a partnership with over 200 ministries around the country that are partnering together to have this organization that's available to you and to your supporters to service in the area of planned gifts. And so when it comes to the training and networking, we try to create opportunities and events that you have those opportunities to do so. And on pages 16 and 17 and 18, I believe, in your book, you'll note some of those things we're talking about. This is certainly one of them. This membership tour is great for new individuals, new organizations that are members of Barnabas Foundation, new staff at those organizations, and or people who just want to brush up and say, oh, well, remind me again of all the services that you have. That's what today's session is about. But there's a lot more behind this. We offer monthly training sessions. I'm sure you've seen those email announcements. They're there to help educate you on different aspects of our program and things we want to encourage you to do. And if at any time you have a suggestion of something you'd like to see us do on those monthly member updates, be sure to let us know. We'd be happy to do so. But the big training events is our boot camps and our proven strategies. Those are two crucial things we would really encourage you to attend. We offer boot camp as part of a proven strategy conference in the fall. We also just did one here in our Creed office last month. But the boot camp is by far the thing that we're engaged with training development officers primarily in how to engage donors in the conversation of planned giving. So we walk through the different types of planned gifts during that session. We talk about who your prospects are, what are those characteristics you're looking for, or those triggers you're listening for as you're engaging with individual donors. And ultimately, we're training you on how to start the question to say, have you considered including our ministry in your will, or are you aware of the benefits of giving something other than cash? Being able to start that conversation rolling. Big part of that training involves being prepared for the response. You ask that question, you're going to get a response. And we want you to be prepared for that response, because that response might be a deflection response where they're, I don't really want to talk about that with you right now. Or maybe a response to say, hey, you're already in my plan and you better know how to respond to that answer. Or likewise, hey, you know what? I'm interested in doing so. You know, my husband and I, our will is, you know, 15 years old and we haven't looked at it in a while. Can you help us with something like that? And being then able to prepare to introduce the expert to the conversation to say, you know what, I'm not an expert in that area, but can I bring my pal, my friend, our organization, whoever it might, this third party institution, Barnabas Foundation, can we bring them into the conversation? Can I introduce you to Amy or Lindsay or Steve or Nate, or Adam or Travis or Jim or anyone else from the team, and allow them to start having that conversation with you? So that's crucial piece is our boot camp and making sure that anyone that is donor facing, whether that be face to face or even over the phone, has gone through that training so that they know how to engage donors. And what, quite honestly, what we have seen when donors or individuals have done that work and gone through that training, doors are opening. There's a gentleman who just went through our training on April 13th at one of our ministries. And over the last 3 weeks, he's brought me 3 leads just because he learned to ask the right question of those meetings, of their supporters. And now we've got 3 different planning appointments happening. One of these is going to be a current gift as well as an estate plan. The other 2 are going to be estate plan gifts to that particular ministry. And it's just because he's gotten the confidence to know I can ask this question and I can be prepared for how the donor is going to respond to it. And we applaud that. Other things that we do, the Proven Strategy Conference is our big 3-day conference. Boot camp will be part of it. We have some more advanced stuff that's coming out in the next level fundraising, as well as Heather will be doing marketing sessions, 2 different sessions that week. One's a member only kind of marketing planning and session, as well as we have kind of a basics of marketing. It's a session that's available to anybody attending the conference, as well as the fact that on day 2, we'll be doing our kind of a broader, what I call the Barney talks, or the shortened version of various different topics, like the TED Talk kind of conference, where we have 20, 30 minute conversations on various different aspects of planned giving and things that we've seen that work. We also have a great keynote coming up from Texas this year, as well as a multi-generational individual who's going to talk about how their family's been, how they've deployed philanthropy through their family over their various different generations. And on the 3rd day, we're doing going back to some basics for really entry-level fundraisers. So we'll have a session on just basic fundraising, kind of fundraising 101 that Jack Strong is going to teach. We're going to have a tax 101 class for any of you that want to understand taxes at a basic level. I promise you this will be a 3-hour tax class that I hope Jim makes very, very interesting and lively. But I think you will find that it's really pretty interesting in how it impacts your job and how you're engaging with donors. And then lastly, Heather, again, will be doing a basic kind of plan gift marketing session as well on the 3rd day. And so we want you to stay in the know. We want to keep driving information into you. We want to keep training you, as well as giving you opportunities to network with your peers, whether that be through these events or direct one-on-one engagement. And so we've gotten plenty of questions over time from members to say, hey, we're thinking about using the CRM. Do you know anybody that's using the CRM? And we reach out and find out we've got some other folks that are using that. Can we put them together so that they can talk about the experience they've had with developing and deploying that particular CRM or donor management program or whatever it might be? So use this partnership as a means by which to engage with your peers throughout your membership here and take full advantage of that. I know here on the Proven Strategy sessions, that's coming up in September. If you haven't registered for it, I would encourage you to register for it as soon as you can. This is the first year in which we're going to open it up to outside ministries to attend. So our first day is reserved for just members, but days 2 and 3 are opened up to outside ministries. And I think we have a maximum capacity of 200 attendees at this year's conference. And so want to make sure that our members get first dib on those seats. And then lastly, we mentioned the membership tour already. But stay in the know. The big part of it is to stay plugged in to what's going on here at Barnabas Foundation. Make sure you're reading your monthly update newsletter. Plug into our Facebook pages on Facebook. You'll see that mentioned in the membership guide as well. couple of things that I want to make sure that I mentioned to you. One, don't forget about the client lives. We're doing one in just 2 weeks on From Hassle to Opportunity, how gifting real estate makes sense. And Steve Baker and I will be talking about the benefits of that. We make sure we put in your quarterly marketing plan content that you can use to market client lives to your supporters. Now, not every one of these client live sessions is going to be, you know, appealing to every one of your supporters. So the better you have a sense of who your donors are, the better you'll be able to focus in those invitations. We have been seeing increasing attendance each and every time we do this. And so we're now getting close to 100, 150 registrations for the thing. And anybody who does register to that does and provides us your name as their reference for attending that session, we will let you know that they attended after the fact so you can follow up with them and see if there's an opportunity. So it's important to remember that. I will also mention that every one of those client lives has been recorded. You can find those at barnabasfoundation.org/interactive. Great content there of all of our prior recordings. We've done some, as Cindy noted, on cryptocurrency, on donor advised funds. We've got life income gifts and a bunch of other stuff in there, including some interesting topical ones about the people in your plan and the family dynamics of estate planning, as well as 7 reasons why you should review your will. Great content for you to share one off or in a mass kind of email to a concentrated supporter selection of just topically may make sense for you to share that information with them. Very easy to send out a personalized email and send that out to your supporters. So get them engaged as much as possible with that particular content and invite them to those client lives. And if you have an idea of something that you think would be good for client live, let us know, because you're engaging with donors all the time. So if they're raising a question consistently that they perhaps we can add some expertise to and share some information, be sure to reach out and let us know. There's also other opportunities throughout the year. If anything new comes up in tax law, as we've seen with the Secure Act 2.0 last year, the last couple of years with the CARES Act and the Secure Act, the first one, we will always make sure that we come out with some information on that, both in paper form and most likely in a short video form as well to keep you informed on what's happening. And those of you that have larger teams, we will be happy to make in-person bootcamp presentations when we're able to schedule them for groups of 10 or more. And I know for one of our members that's on today, we're actually going to be doing that here in about 2 weeks. And so fantastic. And we're going to be thrilled to be in person with all, you all. But if you have a larger team of individuals that are both in-field fundraisers as well as over-the-phone fundraisers, even your some of your marketing team and or leadership, where you can put together a group of 10 or more individuals, and you can give us 5 hours of their time in one block, let us know. We'd be happy to talk to you about how we might be able to help accommodate that and schedule that. So again, take advantage of all these training opportunities as you are today with this membership tour. And in closing, just a couple things. Again, I mentioned this before, stay in the know. Make sure you read the monthly update. It's that one newsletter we send out on the first Tuesday of the first full week of the month. I know it's a bit confusing. I gotta love the marketers for the way they have the schedule, how they schedule these things. It's always on that Tuesday in the first full week of each new month. That's when monthly update comes out. So pay attention to that. It's going to share with you new releases of content, new releases of materials, training opportunities, inspirational words of encouragement from Jim, as well as any other content that we put in there. And again, the services you have, as we kind of reviewed these today, you've got a deep base of resources in the marketing side of things and plans on how to utilize them. You have a back office team of experts that are here and ready to facilitate and help you process any gift that you would rather not handle in-house, whether that be outright gifts, life income gifts, and so forth. You've got training expertise all around the country to meet with donors and help you engage them with planning and estate planning, as well as complex gift planning. And then, of course, you have tremendous amounts of training opportunities. And again, I encourage you, not just your fundraisers, to go through some of this training, try to pull your marketers in, as Heather alluded to. When the marketers sometimes hear what we're talking about, it suddenly resonates, and hopefully that gets you some additional resourcing internally that may be able to lessen the fight you have to get content out in front of your supporters or real estate in some of your publications. And make the most of your membership. You know, make sure you're logging into the member center, attend our bootcamp, join Facebook, talk with us, start implementing what we're encouraging. And for all of you, the one thing I'll ram home right here is attend a planning session yourself. There is no better first person credibility to you recommending them someone engage us than if you've gone through a planning session yourselves. whether your estate plan is current and you signed it yesterday, or whether it's 5 years old or 10 years old, or perhaps you don't have one at all, which statistically says there's some of you don't have an estate plan yourself right now that at all is signed. We would encourage you to go through that process. That gives you that credibility for you to say, when you're talking with one of your supporters, you know, I really need some planning assistance. Here's an organization to do it. By the way, my husband and I, my wife and I, we went through this training process or this planning process with them. And it, whether it's Steve or Adam or Lindsay or whoever, any of the members of the team, they helped us through some pretty significant things that were sticking points in our estate plan. And we now have a plan that honors God, provides for our family, and provides for our charities. And that's ultimately what we're trying to drive home. And so I would really strongly encourage you to take advantage of that planning opportunity. Thanks everybody for attending. That's the content that we have for today. This session is recorded mostly for internal purposes, but if by some chance you happen to have a desire where you want to share this with someone internally at your organization, give us a call. We might release the recording to you. I put that out there without even clearing that with Heather. So I just made that promise anyway. But thank you for attending. You will receive an email evaluation from your member services representative in the next day. We would encourage you to fill that out and give it back to us. This is the first membership tour we've done. And so if we've dropped the ball or missed the mark on anything, please feel free to share criticism or accolades or whatever it is you'd like to share with us. We would appreciate your feedback. Thank you again and have a blessed rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation. Learn more about the variety of resources, tools, and training available to you by logging into the Member Center at www.barnabasfoundation.org.